You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, friend, quick note. I'm taking a summer break to rest, realign, and finish some exciting things behind the scenes. While I'm away, I'm sharing some of the most loved episodes. Look for power replays in your feed. Whether this is one of those episodes or this is a gem you found on your own from the archives, enjoy. Wishing you a joyful summer, and I will see you in October. In this short episode, you're going to learn about baby aspirin in pregnancy, why we prescribe it, and whether or not you should be taking it. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a board-certified OBGYN who's been in practice for nearly 15 years. I've had the privilege of helping over 1,000 babies into this world, and I'm here to help you be calm, confident, and empowered to have a beautiful pregnancy and birth. Quick note, this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether you are a new listener or you've been here before, I am so grateful you're spending some time with me today. So I want to talk about baby aspirin in pregnancy because I get asked about this quite a bit. And the short answer to why baby aspirin is prescribed in pregnancy and is it safe is yes, it's safe. And it's prescribed in order to reduce the risk of preeclampsia. So what exactly is preeclampsia? Preeclampsia is a potentially dangerous complication in pregnancy that is characterized by high blood pressure. If that top number for the blood pressure, the systolic blood pressure, is above 140, that or 140 or above, that is concerning. If it's 160 or above, that is very concerning. If the diastolic blood pressure, the bottom number for the blood pressure, is 90 or above or 110 and above, that's very concerning as well. Preeclampsia usually begins after 20 weeks of pregnancy, and it's in women whose blood pressure was previously normal. And the issue with preeclampsia is that it can lead to serious and, in rare cases, even fatal complications for both moms and babies. Now, I talked about how it's characterized by high blood pressure. Again, that top number being 140 or above, at 160 is very concerning, 90 or above is concerning, 110 or above is very concerning for the bottom number. There can also be protein in the urine. And then the thing about preeclampsia is that it can affect other organ systems in the mom's body. It can cause decreased blood platelets. Platelets are what help our blood clot. And in the severe form of preeclampsia, these will be decreased. Severe preeclampsia can affect the kidney, can affect the liver, can affect the lungs, and can affect the brain. Now, in addition to blood pressure and the protein in the urine, some other symptoms that may be concerning for preeclampsia, it doesn't mean that you have preeclampsia, but if you have these, then you do need to be mindful of what your blood pressure is. If you have new changes in your vision, like blurred vision or spots in your vision, that's concerning. If you have a headache that is different than what it has been and it is not relieved by taking over-the-counter medicine like Tylenol, then that is concerning. If the headache is relieved or gets better by taking Tylenol, then generally that is not as concerning for preeclampsia. but if it sticks around despite taking medication, that's concerning. If you have pain in the upper part of your belly, that can be a sign of the more severe form of preeclampsia. That can be a sign that it is affecting the liver. Swelling used to be a more prominent symptom of preeclampsia, but it's not considered quite so prominent anymore because swelling in pregnancy, especially towards the end of pregnancy, is extremely common. So you can have swelling of the face, hands, and feet with preeclampsia, but that doesn't get our alarm bells going up as much. If it's accompanied by a sudden increase in weight gain, like from 1 week to the next, you gain 10 pounds, then that can definitely be concerning and raise some alarm bells. And then the other symptom of preeclampsia is sometimes people just don't feel good. They don't feel right. Something feels off, they don't feel well, they can't put their finger on it, but that always definitely raises alarm bells in my mind, especially in the setting if someone has elevated blood pressure as well. We do not know the exact cause of preeclampsia. Whoever figures out what causes preeclampsia is going to win a Nobel Prize for medicine, but we believe that it's related to inflammatory issues that happen in the placenta, which can cause it to not develop properly. And when it doesn't develop properly or it's not functioning as well as it could, then that can lead to inadequate blood, oxygen, and nutrient supply to the baby, which then in turn leads to growth restriction where the baby doesn't grow as much. It can lead to preterm birth. In severe instances, it can lead to stillbirth. We've also looked for lots of ways to prevent preeclampsia. There have been lots and lots of studies done. And there are some studies that, especially in high-risk populations, things like vitamin C supplements or vitamin D supplements may help reduce the risk of preeclampsia a little bit. But the thing that has been shown to most consistently reduce the risk of preeclampsia is low dose aspirin during pregnancy. So that is going to be 81 milligrams a day of aspirin. That's a baby aspirin. And it has been shown to reduce the frequency of preeclampsia as well as some of the related adverse events like preterm birth and growth restriction by 10 to 20%. So that's a pretty big reduction. You know what I don't love? Feeling like an afterthought, especially when it comes to pregnancy. And unfortunately, that's exactly how the supplement industry has treated women. Most prenatal vitamins haven't even been clinically tested, but Ritual is changing that. Ritual's Essential Prenatal is the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading one backed by its own 24-week human clinical trial. It delivers key nutrients like folate and vitamin D, and it's made with traceable ingredients, third-party tested and designed to be gentle on the stomach. As an OBGYN, I've seen how hard it can be to find a prenatal that checks all the boxes: clinical testing, quality ingredients, and transparency. Ritual is doing things differently, and I am here for it. Don't settle for less than evidence-based support. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off. Now, that low-dose aspirin should be started after 12 weeks and ideally before 16 weeks, so sometime between 12 and 16 weeks, and then continue daily until delivery. If you are beyond 16 weeks and you realize after listening to this episode that you probably should be on a baby aspirin, then it's still fine to start it, but we know that the benefits are best when it's started between 12 and 16 weeks. In the United States, we do low-dose aspirin. That's 81 milligrams per day. Sometimes people will say if you're a particularly high risk, do two doses or two baby aspirin a day, I should say. And there are some studies that show that different doses of aspirin are effective. The actual ideal or best dose for aspirin during pregnancy actually has not been well established, but there's definite evidence that low dose aspirin works and it's easy, it's readily available. But you might find some doctors who say that you should take two baby aspirin a day. That's not unheard of and not inappropriate based on the data that's out there. So who should take low dose aspirin or aspirin during pregnancy? So if you have one or more of the following risk factors, then you should be taking a baby the aspirin during pregnancy. If you have a personal history of preeclampsia, if you're carrying more than one baby, so twins, triplets, or etc., if you have high blood pressure that was present before pregnancy, so chronic hypertension, even if you are not taking medication for that blood pressure during this pregnancy, you should be on a low-dose aspirin. If you had diabetes that was present before pregnancy, whether that's type 1 or type 2, you should be on a low-dose aspirin. If you have kidney disease or an autoimmune disease like lupus, antiphospholipid antibody syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, then you should be on a low-dose aspirin during pregnancy. So just one of those things qualifies you to take it. History of preeclampsia, carrying more than one baby, high blood pressure that was present before pregnancy, diabetes before pregnancy, kidney disease, or autoimmune disease. Now, if you have two or more of the following risk factors, and I think a good number of our population or a good number of people will fall into this category, then you should also be taking a baby aspirin to reduce your risk of preeclampsia. So two or more of the following: having your first baby, your body mass index is greater than 30, so you're considered obese. If you have a family history of preeclampsia, like your mother or your sister had preeclampsia, if you are Black, and that's more of a proxy for the underlying racism and stress in our system, as opposed to like Black itself being a risk factor. If you are 35 years or older, if you have a personal history, you yourself, like you were low birth weight when you were born, or you were small when you were born, if you've had a previous poor pregnancy outcome, so maybe you had a preterm birth, then you should consider baby aspirin. If it's been 10 years in between your pregnancy, that also increases your risk. So if you have that and one of the other factors, then you should take a baby aspirin. Also, if you have undergone in vitro fertilization in order to get pregnant, then baby aspirin is appropriate for you. So for this second category, it's two or more of the following: having your first baby, obesity, a family history of preeclampsia like in your mother or sister, Black, being 35 or older, having some personal risk factors, previous adverse pregnancy outcomes, a greater than 10-year interval in between pregnancy, or in vitro fertilization, then you too should be taking a baby aspirin during pregnancy. And again, that's start it between 12 and 16 weeks and take it till the end. The short-term safety of low-dose aspirin use in the second and third trimesters is very well established. And it also appears to be safe in the first trimester as well. We haven't seen any increased risk of miscarriage or congenital anomalies, but it's definitely very safe in the second and third trimester with very minimal side effects or risk. One of the possible risks is bleeding, because aspirin can thin your blood a little bit, but I've never seen that happen, and the chances of that happening are extremely low. Now, I will say that longer term safety data, so beyond pregnancy and even in the immediate postpartum period, are limited. So we don't have a lot of long term data on the impact for moms or babies if mom takes aspirin during pregnancy, but the short-term data is very safe and the benefits are definitely there. Okay, so there you have it for this short episode on baby aspirin and a pregnancy. Please share this podcast with a friend. Sharing is caring. And if you think they would benefit from this information, then I would appreciate you sharing that with them. Also, subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to me right now. And if you like it, then leave me a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. It helps the show to grow and helps other women to find the show. And let me know on Instagram. You can shoot me a DM there if you have any more questions about baby aspirin and pregnancy. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. Instagram is also a great place to get bite-sized nuggets of helpful information about pregnancy and birth as well. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week. And remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, indeed, is all you need.